Johnny Dog's show. I'm Sten Spoken, and welcome to the show. First and foremost, we'd like to welcome our new addition to the team, who will help out on the news and sports desk. Introducing Byron Curry, who will join our local mainstays Irene Maiden, Charles Thornbush III, and our very own grouch, Grumpy Gus. This team covers the best news in human stupidity. Remember, folks, if you do something stupid, this team is going to find out. Also, our resident madman, Screaming Rex, will give us the sports report. Plus, our out-of-sight sponsors. Now, ladies and gentlemen, our host, the man with the mic, a man who hangs at the knees and lets it swing like it's meant to be, the man who makes the ladies fall over because he pulled the rug from under them, the master of disaster, the king of staying the last patient from famed mental ward number 14, the one, the only, Johnny Dogs.
We're back once again. Yep. Everybody good? That's good. We'd like to welcome Mr. Byron Curry to the show. He'll be handling the sports desk because we feel that Rex gets himself a little too riled up. So he'll be up and out with some news and the sports desk. And welcome Byron. How you doing? And as usual, we have our news with Irene Maiden, Sir Charles Thornbush III, and Grumpy Gus. So, we'll be right back after this.
This segment brought to you by K-Dog, Indianapolis's favorite dealer. Purple Punch is the sweet and sedating union of two Ithaca dominant classics. By breeding Larry OG with Granddaddy Purple, the astonishing Trichum-laden Purple Punch was born smelling of grape candy, blueberry muffins, and tart Kool-Aid. The potency of this strain gives the consumer a wonder punch to the head and body, initially landing between the eyes and settling down into the limbs. Purple Punch is a delicious dessert strain that is best suited for after dinner. Its effects may help with managing nausea, stress, minor body aches, and sleeplessness. You want to take a punch? Try Purple Punch. See K-Dog on your local street corner. If you live in some backwards state like Indiana, or at your local dispensary, if you live in one of those legal states.
This segment brought to you by the Indianapolis Bitch Slap Academy. Hello out there, my sisters. Have you ever had a member of the male species bother you at a bar? Or at the grocery store? Or maybe even at work? Have you ever wanted to slap the taste out of their mouth? The Indianapolis Bitch Slap Academy has a sweet deal for you. The All Ladies Bitch Slap Course. For the low price of $19.99, you can get classes on how to bitch slap any man into oblivion. Three-time world slap fighting champion, Marsha Knuckles will teach you how to put a man in his place. Marsha has trained with the best slap fighters in the world and even knows the deadly Stockton slap, taught to her personally by the king of Stockton, Nate Diaz himself. She'll show you all the techniques to put anyone in their place. Slap the taste out of men's mouth. Slap other troublemaking women upside the head. Slap the sense into the stupid youngsters. Do it all. With the All Ladies Bitch Slap Course. Brought to you by the Indianapolis Bitch Slap Academy. Call us today.
Yep, there it is. You never fail to disappoint me, do you? Yeah, talking to our sponsor guy. Yeah, that's why you never get a mic. Because you can't do the sponsorship right. I don't see how you could do a mic right. So, yeah, just sit there. Just sit there. Yeah. Yeah, I could. Hello, Mr. Leopardos.
It's me.
Hey. So, what brings you here?
Nothing.
Okay. You do realize I have a former president and, some Secret Service guys hanging around here.
I appreciate your thoughts.
Okay. Well then, let's kick off the news.
Welcome to the news. I'm Irene Maiden. A Seattle man gets drunk and mistakes his wife for an intruder. Police in Seattle were summoned to a home where a woman throttled her husband, who mistaked her for an intruder. According to reports, a Seattle man went out for the night with his friends while his wife stayed home. Officers stated the man drank a large amount of alcohol while spending the evening with his barmates. Yeah, we drank a buttload of alcohol. I know for a fact this guy was seeing triple, one of his barmates stated. He was pretty wasted. We had a taxi bring him home. I thought he'd be all right, another friend stated. When the man came home, he entered the home and was disoriented. When his wife came to help him, he mistaked her for an intruder and attacked her. Big mistake. This man's wife beat the snot out of him and sent him to a hospital. Yeah, it was pretty brutal. I mean, she beat the holy hell out of him. This guy put up a heck of a fight. But yeah, he went out in an ambulance, an officer reported. I might be 5'4", but you put your hands on me and you're going to end up hurt, his wife said. The man was taken to a local hospital and has been reported in stable condition. The police and the man have decided not to press charges. Now, this is truly interesting. This man came home drunk, attacked his wife, and ended up in the hospital. Even though he mistaked his own wife for an intruder, this sister did the right thing. She didn't try anything silly, like try to talk him down. This brave sister put him down like a mad dog and sent his dumb ass to the hospital. Just like I've done to my dumb ass man. It's okay for his dumb ass to get drunk, but not okay to put his hands on me while he's drunk. I've straightened him out several times during our marriage. I have busted him up, shot him, put him through three walls, and even put him in a coma once. He knows I do it out of love, or he wouldn't be alive. Now, back to our host, who knows not to mistake his wife for an intruder. She's meaner than me. Mr. Johnny Dogs.
How do you mistake your wife for an intruder? Really? I don't care how drunk you are, you can't be that stupid. Well, not stupid like this guy, but, you know, yeah. What do you think, Carmine?
Nothing.
Okay, sure. But, yeah, if you can't remember who your significant mate is when you get drunk and come home, and you probably do deserve to get the crap beat out of you. So, yeah. But maybe just, you know, hang out with K-Dog and smoke something instead of all that drinking. I don't know. I have no idea. Do you have an opinion, Carmine?
Nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on to the news.
This is the news. Police detained an American tourist at a Vatican museum after he disfigured two ancient Roman sculptures by hurling them to the floor, Vatican authorities reported. The man toppled the artwork at the Chiaramonte Museum, which is part of the Vatican Museums and home to one of the most important collections of Roman portrait busts. Italian authorities reported that the man grew angry because he was not allowed to see the Pope. A representative for the Vatican Museums has said His Holiness was busy. He wasn't able to see this man at such a time. The man had been heard saying to reporters as he was escorted out. Who the hell does that guy think he is? I'm an American. He should see me. All I wanted was for this clown to bless my tractor and pray for it. I can't afford having it break down this season. The nerve of that guy. The man is currently in a local jail, where Italian officials will deport him back to America. I say, this bloke is the one that's being wronged here. All he wanted was a blessing for his tractor. Who better than the Pope, I say. That's the big fish of blessings. I do believe the Pope should forgive this chap, and take the time to bless his tractor, and whole bloody family after this mess.
What is one measly blessing to the Pope? I heard he has the hotline directly to God himself. Come on, old chap. Make that call. Bless this American half-wit, his tractor, and his whole redneck Yank family. I'm sure the Pope can do one measly blessing to some family. Or he can go to hell. I don't know. Now back to our host.
Well, I do think it's odd that you would want to ask the Pope to bless a tractor. You think the Pope would take the time to do it? Seems like he likes to bless everything else and everybody else. I mean, isn't he like the top of the church or something? I don't know. Something like that, huh? I'm not gonna say. No, I don't care. You don't have to tell me. I know, Jimmy. I know. But a tractor? Really? Maybe you are wasting the Pope's time. I don't know, but I also think that, you know, one cheap little blessing. Bless your tractor. Probably wouldn't have hurt, you know. Now you lost two priceless Roman sculptures, so, you know, over a tractor in tractor season. So, yeah, I don't know. Are you ready, Byron? Good. Okay, we're going to continue on with the news with our new guy, Byron Curry.
Welcome back to the news. A top Florida state official warned that firefighters have battled a number of fires caused by electric vehicle batteries waterlogged from Hurricane Ian. EV batteries that have been waterlogged in the wake of the hurricane are at risk of corrosion, which could lead to unexpected fires, according to the state's top financial officer and fire marshal. There's a ton of EVs disabled from Ian. As those batteries corrode, fires start, the fire marshal stated. That's a new challenge that our firefighters haven't faced before. At least on this kind of scale. Ah, come on now, dog. This is the problem with electric cars. The battery can go up in flames quick. You feel me? I've seen hoverboard batteries go up in flames. Even on electric scooters. Why the hell would I trust an electric car? I'll take a gas car any day. My gas-guzzling SUV is my pimp ride. I use that baby to smash those pasty white folks and their little toy electric cars off the road. I drive a Mac Daddy vehicle, not some electric toy. During Hurricane Ian, I was splashing all those stranded white boys and their toy electric cars with my Mac Daddy pimped-out SUV. Gas is what real men drive. If I want to ride an electric toy, I'll go out on my kid's electric scooter dog. Now, back to our non-white host, whose race I don't know, but he's still my dog, Mr. Johnny Dogs.
Well, that was very good, and I agree with your assessment of electric vehicles. I'm not sold on it either. Maybe you might want to chill out on the pasty white folks bit, you know? I'm just saying, but I, you know, I know it's your first one, but, you know, the pasty white folks that you're talking about might get offended or something, so, yeah, but, I mean, I'm not gonna censor you or anything silly or cancel you or anything like that. No, it's your first time. You're good. But, yeah, I don't think too much of electric vehicles. I have a scooter, but I don't think I would trust an electric car. And I'm not going to stand out in a puddle of water after a hurricane and try to plug in my electric car. So, yeah, I'll stick with gas for now. Yeah. Good job. Okay, we'll be right back after this message.
This segment brought to you by K-Dog, Indianapolis's favorite dealer. Birthday Cake, also known Birthday Cake Kush, is an Ithaca-dominant hybrid with strong body effects and sweet cake-like flavor. As decadent as its Girl Scout cookies and cherry pie parent strains, Birthday Cake buds bloom with a crystalline icing of THC-rich resin. Like any dessert, birthday cake is the perfect way to end your day, with deeply relaxing effects that soothe the body without sedating the mind. This strain is preferred by patients treating pain, anxiety, appetite loss, inflammation, and headaches. Get yourself some birthday cake and have yourself a happy birthday. Even if it's not your birthday. If you live in a backwards and has stayed like I do, meet K-Dog on the corner or bar. If you live in a legal state, get it at your local dispensary.
This segment sponsored by the Fartinican Company. Have you ever wanted the lingering odor of a celebrity, athlete, or movie star blowing up that bathroom? Have you even wanted to let friends know, I know what Dwayne Johnson's butthole smells like? Now the Fartinican Company presents the Smell My Ass Candle Collection. 10 of today's top stars have had the wonderful scent of their asses put in a long-lasting candle. Now isn't that special? Celebrities want you to smell their ass. Wow. What a wonderful time we are living in. We capture that wonderful, sensational butt smell at a wax candle so you can light it and tell your friends that's Scarlett Johansson's ass you smell. Isn't it delightful? The top stars of today want you to smell their ass with the Smell My Ass collection. Now you can. Anytime you want. Available in stores now.
You know, I'm just getting used to calling you an idiot. Maybe that's why I keep you here, because I just need somebody to yell at. Yeah, because you take it so well. You unsavory little bastard. Anyways. Yeah, Jimmy, I know. We're on. I know. Anyways, we're going to move on from the world of the news. And we're going to move into the world of sports. Screaming Rex. Well, he caught that Thursday game, the Colts and the Broncos, and let's just say Rex wasn't too thrilled, even though they did win. So, now, sports.
This is Screaming Rex, and this is your Indianapolis Colts report. Just when you thought things could get worse, these guys go to Denver and play like they're in the toilet bowl. Damn it, man. Mac Ryan is still playing like crap. At this time, boy, I think I should do it for the team. These guys came into Denver and played loser pop. What's even worse, Denver was playing loser pop. To these guys, battle to a loser ball game, featuring only 6 field goals. That's right, 6 field goals, no touchdowns. Damn it, man. That's some serious loser ball. The Dolphs managed to out of game at the last minute, because Russell Wilson is a moron. Both teams looked like they thought they were playing a game of hodgepodge instead of football. This was a game of serious toilet bowl, missing playoffs football. Both teams stink. Mac Ryan led the Colts to field goal in overtime. Now that makes it 7 field goals. The Dolphs hoisted it, didn't do their job. These idiots let Trevor march all the way to the red zone. God, I must have felt sorry for these guys, and they managed to get the stop. The Dolphs squeaked out a close win at home tonight. Mac Ryan threw for 251 yards, but 2 interceptions. Let's not talk about touchdowns, because he can't figure out what color the red zone is. And the offensive line stinks, like I keep saying. These clowns can't block my grandmother in a wheelchair. Jackson ran the ball for 62 yards and nobody gives a damn. It's funny, Denver managed to outplay the Dolphs and stop his this game away. Seattle was right. Russell Wilson is a moron. The Colts are 2-2-1 and still missing the playoffs. We've replaced Jacksonville as the class clowns of the NFC South. This is Screaming Rex, and you're at the Indianapolis Colts report.
This is the WWE Extreme Rules report. I'm Byron Curry. I originally wanted to cover Impact's Bound for Glory card, but I forgot it was on. Sorry, my dogs. I did check out the WWE's Extreme Rules. The show started with a hard-hitting matchup between the Brawling Brutes and the Imperium. A hard-hitting matchup. These guys went at it for an opening match dog. Sheamus and Walter are two hosses I'd like to see more of. The Miz did some stupid segment with the Flyers mascot. Is this white boy a comedy act? Or just a joke? Nothing to talk about. It was stupid. Ronda Rousey and Liv Morgan came out next. This one was for the SmackDown Women's title. Dog. I gotta say Ronda beat the hell out of that white girl. Liv Morgan fought back, but Ronda beat the pasty white off her to win the title. I guess Drew McIntyre and Karrion Kross were up next in a strap match. It's funny. Wasn't this white boy the champion at one time? Oh yeah. That's when there was no one in the audience. Right. Never mind. That reign was memorable as one of Jack Swagger's reigns. Nobody cared for it. Karrion Kross was a bust the first time in WWE. So let's see what happens with him. If the only good thing about you is you have a hot wife, you might not be there long. Remember, this dog came and went the first time. This match was the typical strap match. Two white boys whipping each other with a leather strap, putting red marks on their pasty white bodies. Is it me? Or does Kross seem like he sucks the energy from the crowd? I'm not that impressed with him. Kross managed to win, but this match pretty much sucked the energy out of the room. Sorry, dog. That's the way I saw it. Bayley and Bianca Belair went up next in a ladder match for Belair's Raw title. Was it me? Or did Bayley's makeup make her look like some old Japanese lady? Weird. Somebody needs to fire that makeup department, dog. Belair retained her title in a crazy matchup. I thought she killed that Japanese old woman. Bayley. With the ladder at the end. Much better than the cross match before. Edge and Finn Balor went at it next. An AI quit match. These two guys beat each other up bad. I thought it was pretty entertaining. Edge ended up handcuffed to the ring, and all hell broke out. Edge's old lady made the save. He made a comeback, but Judgment Day beat the hell out of him and forced him to quit by taking out his wife. Pretty entertaining. Seth Rollins and Matt Riddle wrestled in something called the Fight Pit. Whatever, dog. Basically a rip-off of the Jake Hagar versus Wardlow and a so-called MMA match from AEW. It was funny my man DC was the ref. I guess a retired two-division world champion can entertain himself with the fake stuff. Make that money, dog. This match was kind of weird. I dunno. A fake MMA fight with wrestlers isn't my thing. I bet Dana White was laughing his ass off. Oh yeah. Riddle won by submission. Okay. Yeah. Moving on, they did some dark segment at the end, and Bray Wyatt showed up. A good way to end the show. Overall, it wasn't a bad show. Especially since I watched it illegally anyway. I'd say this was one of their better pay-per-views.
Yeah. I saw that game too. I saw that Colts game. Not much to talk about. I watched the WWE Extreme Rules pay-per-view. And glad you watched it too, Brian. That's good. I'll get the names right. Yeah, you do. I screw up on everybody's name, so don't worry about it. But it wasn't a bad pay-per-view. The worst match was Drew McIntyre and Karrion Kross. That just like sucked the energy out of the room. But yeah, it was all right. You know, not a bad card. You know, since Triple H took over, me and you were talking about that earlier. Yeah, he's done a good job. Excuse me. Oh, former Mr. President. Sorry, sir. You want to say something? Well, you're the former president. What the hell am I supposed to say? I can't tell you no. Sure. Okay. Sure. The former president of the United States apparently has been on a tour and would like to talk about it, I guess. So the floor is yours, sir.
Hey, greetings to the American public. This is your former president. I'd like to say, my pal Bush and I have been crisscrossing this great country for hours, smoking the weed out. We get baked like good old mom's apple pie. I'd like to say, so far, Hawaii is the best stuff. Maui, Maui is the bomb. Hawaii has been a blast. There's nothing better than getting smoked up with my boy Bush. We get so stoned. We get the munchies and eat a lot of restaurants around Hawaii. Marijuana makes spam taste better. Trust me on that. One time my pal Bush and I got so stoned, we climbed up a palm tree and started throwing coconuts at tourists. We had a lot of fun, but folks were complaining about it being unpresidential. I don't know. Another time we got super stoned and started our own street food stand. My boy Bush was tripping and lacing spam with weed. Folks were eating hot spam dog, then stumbling around high. Some funny stuff. The authorities had a problem with that. But when you're a former president, nobody can tell you what to do. Just saying, Bush and I are on a tour of America, smoking only the best weed. Our next stop, you never know, it might be at your local dispensary. We hope to see you out there. Maybe we'll smoke a fatty with you. Now, back to our civilian host, whose backyard grilling my Secret Service agents love.
That was very good, very good. Sounds like an interesting adventure. Your boy Bush ain't gonna talk, is he? Oh, that's good. That's good. That's very good. It's nice to know that the Secret Service likes to grill in my backyard. Yeah. So, sure. Yeah. That's all I need is just Secret Service guys grilling in my backyard with two former presidents. I'm sure that's not going to cause a scene. Well, we'll be right back.
This segment brought by K-Dog, Indianapolis's favorite dealer. LA Confidential, also known as Confidential and Confidential OG, is a popular Ithaca marijuana strain. Its buds have a frosty, lime green appearance and little purple leaves. The taste of LA Confidential is smooth and piney, with a classic skunky aroma that does not linger for too long. Overall, LA Confidential is a well-rounded strain that delivers a fast-approaching sensation that is both psychedelic and super calming on the mind and body. For newer patients seeking relief, LA Confidential can both lull you to sleep and treat acute pain. Keep it confidential. LA Confidential. Get it from K-Dog behind your local bar or local dispensary today.
This segment brought to you by Dr. Mitch Russell, DND Street Dentist. Have you seen the prices for a good dentist nowadays? Dr. Mitch Russell knows the pain of good dentistry, puts on your wallet. You need someone to pull a tooth on the cheap. Dr. Mitch Russell, DND can handle any dentist job you need. Meet up with Dr. Mitch by the wooden bench outside the Walgreens near 36th and Ditch Road. Dr. Mitch has been trained old school. I mean real old school. Civil War old school. All our doctor needs is a bottle of whiskey and a pair of pliers and you're set to go, baby. Our good doctor will get you liquored up real good before he starts to yank those teeth. Don't worry, you won't feel any pain and neither will he. Afterwards, Dr. Mitch will get you drunk with 120 proof alcohol to make sure to disinfect those gums out real good. Dr. Mitch is the best street dentist who'll yank out those teeth and have a drink with you. Dr. Mitch Russell, DMD. Street dentist. Indianapolis is number one street dentist. Set your appointment up today. Disclaimer. For best results, it's best to schedule your appointment early. Due to heavy drinking, the doctor can be slightly inaccurate after 3 p.m.
Yeah, I could sit there and insult you all day. But I'm not. It's fun. Don't get me wrong. Just sit there and shut up. But I think I'm going to do something different. I think I'm just going to hire the Bitch Slap Society of Indianapolis so that somebody can come down here and bitch slap you till you get our sponsorships right. What do you think, Jimmy? I thought you would agree. Okay, we're off to the news.
Welcome to the news. A high school golf team in Texas had to cancel practice after they showed up to the course. and encountered an adult entertainment club's tournament, the school district sent a message for the high schooler's parents, saying that some adults were acting very inappropriately when the team showed up for practice. Unfortunately, our golfers did witness some lewd behavior. The message read, "The coach immediately cancelled practice and had all players contact their parents to come pick them up." The golf course told the school that they were not aware that these inappropriate actions would occur. According to the message that was sent to parents, "What occurred yesterday is not acceptable, and we will work better to ensure this never happens again." The school district wrote to parents. The adult entertainment club's manager responded, "We run an entertainment club. That's what we do. We've been doing this for years. I mean, look, we're not hurting anybody. And I'm sure those kids ain't seen nothing they ain't seen before. I bet that was the best golf practice they had in years." A student stated, "Man, I didn't see nothing wrong with it. Our practice was fine. It actually helped our game. You know, can we concentrate on the ball or the naked person? Something I found that helps with dealing with distractions. It's all part of the game. I don't see why we had to leave. I was having fun. Now, I find this to be a problem. Adult entertainment is for adults, not children. They don't mix. My other problem is, my husband and I can't even go out for a game of X-rated golf without some stupid high school team showing up and making a big fuss. We paid good money to Boyk on the back nine. But it's hard to do when some snort-nosed pimply geek from the science class is watching. Now, back to our host."
I'm not even gonna comment on that. What you rich do on your own dime is your own business. I don't wanna know. Don't even give me any details. I don't wanna know. But as far as the kids on the golf course, you know, these kids nowadays, they're maturing pretty quick. So, you know, I'm sure it wasn't anything that they ain't seen before, or they could look up on their internet when mom and dad aren't looking. But, yeah, I do think the young man who was brave enough to at least give a statement to the press or the reporter that was there, you know, yes, they should have stayed. They should have practiced. And they should have worked on how not to be distracted, because that's what the game of golf is all about. So, I think it would have been a good learning experience for him. Now we're going to continue on with the news.
This is the news. I'm Sir Charles Thorne Bush III. Three Indiana people arrested for running a dispensary. A search warrant searched on a seemingly peaceful street in Conesville revealed a mobile home hiding more than $2 million worth of marijuana and THC products. Three Conesville residents have been arrested as a result of the drug bust and incarcerated in the county jail. It wasn't hard to spot. They had a sign and a line of people. One officer said, "We should have arrested everybody, but we would have had to arrest the whole damn neighborhood." Another officer stated, "The neighborhood residents were not pleased. This business has been in the area for 2.5 years. My wife and I shop there every week." One resident complained, "We're going to complain to the Home Owners Association. This isn't right." Another resident chimed in, "The Conesville Homeowners Association tried to stop it, but were warned they'd be arrested too, because possession of marijuana is illegal in the backwoods-ass state of Indiana. Hey, we've been doing business for 2.5 years, man. It's just simple supply and demand. We offer what they want at a great price. What's their big deal, man?" One of the owners of the mobile home said. All three face charges of dealing and possession of marijuana over 10 pounds. Now, I say, this is the bloody problem here in Indiana. In jolly old England, I can light up that fatty, stink my whole flat up. I come here, and for some stupid reason, this shit is illegal? What the bloody hell? The next state's over, bloody Illinois, and Michigan, it's legal. What kind of Yank bullocks is this? Who runs this state?
I know our wanky governor likes to drink and keeps saying, we need more freaking research. There's nothing to research. Citizens want this, and you should give it to them. It's that bloody simple. Maybe I should go to the governor's house and smoke a fatty with him. Show him what that mad smoke is all about. Now back to our host, who smokes it like he sees it, Mr. Johnny Dogs.
Now, you know I'm sentimental to smokers, pot smokers. I'm sentimental and about them. Don't care for drinkers, but get along with everybody, you know, as long as you're not a jerk while you're drinking. So yeah. I smoke it like I see it, I guess. That was very interesting. I like that little line. I should steal it from you. But I won't. But yeah, this is the state of Indiana. And as far as marijuana laws go, we are pretty much backwards assed as it gets. So yeah, I understand these guys were probably, you know, starting a dispensary maybe to, you know, catch up with the future. Maybe a year from now, 2 years, I don't know. These guys could have, you know, they would have said, hey, it's legal. And then they'd say, hey, all right, we got a head start. You know, everybody else has to start their stores. We're already open for business. But it doesn't work that way. Not here anyways. So, yeah. But kudos to you, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, whoever it was, for trying. Now let's move on to some more news.
This is the news with Grumpy Gus. A man died during a party after he fell from a 15th floor balcony at a Chicago hotel, according to local police. The man died after falling while trying to do a handstand on the balcony. His girlfriend was trying to take a picture for his social media page. It's a tragedy. You know, this poor guy just wanted to post a picture on the internet and died for it. I really don't understand these people nowadays, one officer has stated. I just don't understand. He just did the same thing 15 minutes ago. They just didn't take a picture, an anonymous partygoer told police. This is actually a common problem we have. These people will do some dangerous things just to get that picture. A lot of them don't survive, a doctor told reporters. The Chicago police are currently still investigating the incident. This is what I'm talking about. These crazy young punks always showing off for social media without a care for their health and safety. How many times have we heard this? Some dumbass does something stupid and ends up dead. I keep telling the kids of this generation, the brain is in your head, not your ass. Now, when I see things like this, I'm not too sure. Now back to our host, who always knows better, Johnny Dogs.
Now look, I know we all like social media. I know we like putting little videos out and doing some silly things on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and there's so many of them, you know which ones you use. But sometimes it is kind of strange how people will do stupid things just to post it on social media. You know, I mean, a handstand on a 15-story balcony is probably not the smartest idea. Just saying, I'm not trying to disrespect the formerly living, but if you're not that smart, that's probably why you're in the category of formerly living. So, I mean, like I said, social media is nice. Maybe trying to get a little attention on social media is nice. But don't do anything stupid. You know, I mean, we've seen it before. All you just got to do is look up fail on YouTube, and then you can see a whole lot of it. So, I guess the moral of the story or the lesson that should be learned is just be responsible with yourself and perhaps social media. I don't know, you know. Or you can just fall off a building and be part of the formerly living. So I guess that would be the moral of the story. I guess. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just one guy out there with an opinion. We'll be right back after this.
This segment brought to you by K-Dog, Indianapolis's favorite dealer. Fire OG, also known as Fire OG Kush, is a Ithaca dominant hybrid marijuana strain made by crossing OG Kush and SFVOG Kush. This strain has an aroma similar to Lemon Pledge and has euphoric effects that are potent and long-lasting. Fire OG is one of the strongest OG strains and is a fan favorite among consumers who have a high THC tolerance. Fire OG gets its name from the frosty red hairs that make the strain appear to look like it is on fire. Get some Fire OG and set yourself on fire. In a good way, for those who live in a state with backwards as is weed laws, meet your dealer or K-Dog at your local corner. If you're in a legal state, get it at your local dispensary today.
Are you a tough guy or girl? Think you can handle a sucker punch? If you're that type, Sally Kim, Indianapolis's number one underground fighting promoter, presents the World Sucker Punch Contest. That's right. The World Sucker Punch Contest. Are you willing to take a shot while wearing a blindfold? Think your jaw can handle that? Our sign-up period will be November 28th to December 2nd. Once the signing period is over, you'll have to wait till next year. You'll have 2 weeks to strengthen your jaw for our event, which will be held December 16th, 17th, and the finals on the 18th. Held at the beautiful Pink Panty Saloon, located on the rough side of downtown Indianapolis. Sign your tough stuff up if you're a guy or gal who thinks they're made from the rough stuff. Sucker punch everybody. As long as your jaw holds up, win the big prize of $500, a bottle of Crown Royal, and a lap dance at the Skank Strip Club and Bar. The World Sucker Punch Contest. Brought to you by Sally Kim, Indianapolis's number one underground fighting promoter. Sign up today.
Ah, good old Sally Kim. It gives me an idea. Since you're such a idiot, I'm going to sign you up for the World Sucker Punch Contest. Yeah. No. No, I don't want to hear it. These people could hear what you're saying right now. They would agree with me. Not you. So what we're going to do is we're going to go downtown to the Pink Panty Saloon. I'm going to sign you up. And then say Tuesday, you're going to come here. Yeah, you are. You are. You're going to do it. You're going to come here on Tuesday. You're going to come in there. We're going to put some mats down in my garage. I'm going to blindfold you. And then I'm going to strengthen your jaw by sucker punching you. Yeah. I think that would be very good. Carmine's shaking his head, so he agrees with me. So you're going to do it. Carmine. Yeah, see, he's shaking his head. You're going to do it. Oh, you don't tell Carmine, no. Nope. That's why he just comes on the show whenever the hell he wants. Carmine does whatever he wants. Trust me on that. Yeah. Tuesday. Well, we're out of time. We're out of news. We're pretty much out of everything. And I'm out of patience with my sponsorship guy. So, yes, we'd like to thank you for taking the time out to listen to this. We're on YouTube. Mr. Johnny Dogs, MR. Dot Johnny Dogs, DOGGS. You know how it goes. You know how it's spelled. We're also on Facebook, I guess. And then some other podcast carriers. We're on Podomatic, so you can get the audio on Podomatic. We're also on a couple other sites like Spotify, iHeartRadio, blah, 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 blah. That's the only good thing our sponsor guy has done for us. Maybe that's why I keep you here. Don't worry, I ain't gonna punch you that hard. But anyways, for Irene, Sir Charles, our boy Barton, the new guy, he's got a wonderful voice, don't you think? Yeah, I thought so too. My brother Jimmy Dogs, Screaming Rex over here. Carmine, who's going to hang out with us with the presidents and the Secret Service. My wife's on the grill, and she cooks a mean set of ribs. So we're all going to punch out, and we'll talk to you next time.